Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 15th, 2018. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide us day by day. We're grateful for the direction that you allow us to see. We're also grateful for the strength that you give us to stand firm and committed. We ask that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness, that we might walk according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we continue to take a look at the way in which Rome is influencing America, the United States of America. And, of course, in our last sessions, we took a look at 50 years in the Church of Rome, the plans that they have. Today I'd like to take a look at an article that was published on the Pilgrim Covenant Church website. That is the Pilgrim Covenant Church website. And this article was published on April the 10th, 2006. That's April the 10th, 2006. The writer of the article is Pastor Ralph Ovidal. His last name is spelled O-V-A-D-A-L. Pastor Ralph Ovidal. The title of the article is Romanizing America Through Illegal Immigration. Romanizing America Through Illegal Immigration. Now, I'm sure that if you have been listening to the last few sessions, you realize that we read that plan out of those books that we've mentioned, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, and a few other articles that we took a look at. Now, today we're looking at an article by Pastor Ralph Ovidal, and his title is Romanizing America Through Illegal Immigration. Here's the article. In recent weeks, the advocates of the rights of illegal Mexican immigrants, accompanied by and even led by Roman Catholic priests, have staged rallies, protests, and parades all across the United States of America. For instance, on March the 25th, 500,000 people took to the streets of Los Angeles, flying Mexican flags and chanting slogans such as Viva Mexico. Another 500,000 marched in Dallas on April the 9th, waving Mexican flags with Our Lady of Guadalupe emblazoned in the center. This outburst of protest was a response to several immigration and border reform measures working their way through the House of Congress. Due to the efforts of the Mexican government, the criminal neglect of our U.S. government, and a porous U.S.-Mexican border, there are now somewhere between 11 million and 20 million illegal immigrants in the United States of America. I have been talking about this situation for years on my Heart of the Matter program, because of the social, political, and most importantly, spiritual effects that the alien invasion is having on America. It is unfortunate that very few people have been concerned with the religious aspect of this issue. Over the past few years, I've spent time pointing out that the Roman Catholic Church is aiding and abetting the criminal invasion of America from Mexico because the illegals are almost all Roman Catholics. Now, I'm reading Pastor Ralph Ovidal's article published back on April the 10th, 2006 in the Pilgrim Covenant Church website. All right, continuing. That church state which maintains political diplomatic relations with the UN, the EU, the Russian Federation, the Organization for the Liberation of Palestine, and 174 nations around the globe, is working both legally and criminally on behalf of a movement, the goal of which is to bring as many Mexicans into America as possible so as to eventually take over a large chunk of our nation from Mexico. This multifaceted movement, made up of radical organizations such as La Raza, the Race, Aztlan, Mesa, or Reconquest. The leadership of the Roman Catholic Church has a stake in Reconquista, The Pope and his henchmen are looking to turn America, founded and still a Protestant country, into a Roman Catholic country. But space requires that I narrow this discourse down to provide documentation of that just-made claim, which to some people makes me not only a Catholic bastard, but also a white supremacist. That's what Alex Koppelman, a columnist for the Drexel University magazine Dragonfire, called me in a March 30, 2006 column, in which he included this statement from the article I wrote some time ago. Here's the statement. The Roman Catholic Church has its own plans for reconquest. She is determined to reestablish the power she once exercised over the civil governments and populations of the world. The Pope also, with the Reconquista cadre, views South, Central, and North Americas as being one from Argentina to Alaska. On several occasions, Pope John Paul II has consecrated this America to Our Lady of Guadalupe. The Mexican people streaming across America's porous southern border are Roman Catholics. It is in the interest of the Vatican to establish as many Roman Catholics as possible in the United States of America. The Pope and his partners in spiritual crime care little how the job is done, whether illegally or legally. Just so it is done. This is a statement I stand by and which stands on solid ground. The Roman Catholic Church is determined to turn Protestant America into a Roman Catholic country, and our best bet to do that is to bring as many Catholics into our nation as possible. Again, let me remind you that I'm reading Pastor Ralph Ovidal's article published in the Pilgrim Covenant Church website on April the 10th, 2006. Continuing. To that end, the Justice for Immigrants campaign was founded by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. 20 other Catholic organizations have joined together with the bishops in a massive educational, media, and political campaign to block immigration reform in America. On its website, the Justice for Immigrants campaign lists the bishops' criteria for the reform of the U.S. immigration system, including abandonment of the border blockade enforcement strategy. Plainly speaking, the goal is to eliminate America's security along our border with Mexico. The U.S. bishops, together with their Mexican counterparts, of course, with papal consent and encouragement, have determined to use Catholic treasure, influence, and manpower to erase America's border. This is not surprising to the discernment of Christians. Sovereign nations have always been a hindrance to the Pope's effective exercise of his office as Father of Kings, Governor of the World, and Vicar of Christ. The bishop and their comrades in crime are sparing no expense or effort to influence every strata and institution of American culture. Reading the material which the Justice for Immigrants campaign has produced for distribution to school children is reminiscent of the propaganda used by the gay, lesbian, and straight education network for the same purpose. Mark D. Franken, Executive Director of Migration and Refugee Services for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, recently told the Washington Times that all of America's 197 Catholic dioceses are in some way backing the campaign, with more than 70 being particularly active. As Mr. Franken points out, Catholic advocacy on behalf of the illegal alien movement is highly organized, and the troops are getting their marching orders from the top. Consider this from the Catholic Zenith News Service. Quote, representatives of the Holy See and of the Catholic Church in Mexico are opposing a U.S. bill on immigrants, considering it a violation of human rights. On Sunday, the California Catholic Conference of Bishops appealed for full migratory reform, which will include the legalization earned by illegal workers with their effort. So now criminals earn the right to have their criminality ignored by taking a job and getting paid for it. The lack of general outrage over such Romanist remarks cannot help but remind one of Revelation chapter 18 and verse 23. By thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Let me remind you again, I'm reading Pastor Ralph Ovidal's article published April the 10th, 2006, in the Pilgrim Covenant Church website, entitled Romanizing America Through Illegal Immigration. Continuing. While the majority of Americans find illegal immigration damaging and dangerous, the bishops find it otherwise. We speak as two episcopal conferences, but as one church, united in the view that migration between our two nations is necessary and beneficial. That's what they say. Yes, the Romanists find migration necessary and beneficial to the cause of Rome. Hence, the bishops call for an underground railroad to help illegals make it into America from Mexico. Quote, we call upon pastors and lay leaders to ensure support for migrant and immigrant families. We urge communities to offer migrant families hospitality. We commend church communities that have established migrant shelters. We call on the local church to help newcomers integrate. Unquote. The reality of migration, especially when the journey entails clandestine border crossings, is often fraught with uncertainties and even dangers. As migrants leave their homes, pastoral counseling should be offered. That's what they're saying. To buttress their lawless instructions, the bishops turn to antichrists of the past. Catholic teaching has a long and rich tradition in defending the right to migrate. As Pope John Paul II wrote in Ecclesiastia in America, they often bring with them a cultural and religious heritage which is rich in Christian elements. The Church is committed to spare no effort in developing her own pastoral strategy among these immigrant people in order to help them settle in their new land and to foster a welcoming attitude among the local population in the belief that a mutual openness will bring enrichment to all. Pope Pius XII reaffirmed the Church's commitment to caring for pilgrims, aliens, exiles, and migrants in every kind in his apostolic constitution, affirming the sovereignty of the state, although it must be respected, cannot be exaggerated to the point that access to this land is, for inadequate or unjustified reasons, denied. So notice what the writer of the article is saying, and he's making a very visceral point here, Pastor Ralph Ovidal. He's making the point that these illegal immigrants coming across the border are being encouraged both by the Catholics in their land and the Catholic leadership in the United States of America. Now, of course, if you've heard me read from 50 years of the Church of Rome, at that meeting held back in Buffalo, New York in 1852, you realize that this is indeed the fulfillment of all that was said there and all that is continuing to be the process, the need to change America significantly so that the Protestant Reformation can be wiped out. And of course, we've seen many articles in which it is pretty obvious that that has already been accomplished for the most part. A coming together of Protestantism along with Catholicism. And of course, on top of all of that, we see the inclusion of a movement pushing so that the politicians and the leadership of the country might be driven to turn the United States of America into a theocracy. that reminds you, I'm sure, of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, which is quite clear when it says that the United States of America, that second beast that rises up out of the earth, will cause the entire world to worship the first beast. And of course, the first beast is the one described in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. That would be the papacy. Continuing. Archbishop Jose Gomez of San Antonio, speaking of the illegals, boldly points out, the values they bring is making North American culture return to its Christian roots. The values of the immigrants are very basic, reflecting a profound Catholicism. Anyone who knows American history would contest the suggestion that our nation has Catholic roots. Quite the opposite. Cardinal Rivera, Mexico's archbishop, is jumping the gun in his claim that America is now a Catholic nation. But he's right on all other counts when he says, in the North, the immigrants, Mexicans, and those who pass through Mexico are bearing the faith to the North of our continent. Only 5 years ago, the Catholic Church was in the minority in the United States. It is now the majority, says Cardinal Norberto Rivera. Continuing. Of course, the Catholic bishops are the generals in the offensive against America's sovereignty, security, and Protestant identity. The thousands upon thousands of diocesan and religious order priests are the frontline troops who are charged with turning rhetoric into reality. As might be expected, the priests tend to be even blunter than their bishops with regard to the Catholic Church's human rights work on behalf of illegal Mexican immigrants. For instance, consider this from priest Paul Marx, as quoted in the well-documented Catholic paper, The Wanderer, May 6, 1987, quote, America is a dying nation. I tell the Mexicans when I am down in Mexico to keep on having children and then to take back what we took from them, California, Texas, Arizona, and then to take the rest of the country as well. Unquote. As is plain from that quote, the Vatican's corrupt campaign to funnel illegal evangelizers into America did not start in 2003, but it is increasingly open today, more aggressive and more anti-America. For instance, the 2003 pastoral letter of the Mexican and American bishops openly decries the xenophobic and racist attitudes of those Americans who are demanding an end to the alien invasion from Mexico. They are also outraged that our border patrol would actually arrest individuals criminally crossing our border. Alarmingly, migrants often are treated as criminals. The bishops echo the shrill charges of the leftist crowd when they speak of reports of physical abuse of migrants by U.S. Border Patrol agents, and claim that the U.S. record of handling undocumented, unaccompanied minors from Mexico and other countries is shameful. Oh, and did I mention that in 2003, the bishops also suggested a Catholic commission study the possibility of a more comprehensive preparation and assignment of clergy, religious, and lay people who dedicate themselves to pastoral accompaniment of immigrants? Isn't that subtle Romanist-trained guides for the illegal aliens breaching our borders from Mexico? But as the bishops gloated in their letter, this border-crossing collaboration has already reaped positive results. It certainly has. The Roman Catholic Church in America has been reinvigorated, and its prospects are bright if only the move toward immigration reform and the resecuring of America's borders can be staved off. The Pope and his people do not care one whit about the economic and social effects of their campaign to Romanize America. They do not care that we now have thousands of vicious MS-13 gang members, illegals from Central America, roaming the streets of American cities. The scarlet and purple cadres couldn't care less about the danger that unsecured borders pose for the citizens of America in this day of Islamic jihad. The woman who has ridden the beast in the past wants to get back in the saddle again in the worst way. The predominantly Protestant nature of America's culture and our traditional defense of our national sovereignty are obstacles which stand in the way of the world without borders, which is in Rome's best interest. The bishops, of course, in compliance with their boss's wishes, have seen the benefit of America's porous border and are determined to seize the moment. Now is the time for both the United States and Mexico to work towards a globalization of solidarity. Now that's the article, and let's read just one more paragraph from that article. And speaking of solidarity, we will end this brief reminder of the cold, calculating ambition of Rome with this closing encouragement to lawlessness by the Catholic bishops of America and Mexico. We stand in solidarity with you, our migrant brothers and sisters, and we will continue to advocate on your behalf for just and fair migration policies. We commit ourselves to animate communities of Christ's disciples on both sides of the border to accompany you on your journey. Again, that article was written by Pastor Ralph Ovidal. It is found on Pilgrim Covenant Church website. It was published on April the 10th, 2006. Just one point before we close today, which is important. The pastor here is discussing the physical coming across the border of Catholics from the South. What he did not mention is that the intellectual invasion of Protestantism by Catholicism. Today, the agenda that is being pushed so seriously by the Protestant Church, the far-right evangelicals, is no longer a Protestant agenda, but rather it is a Catholic agenda. The invasion is not just physical, but it is rather also intellectual and spiritual. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to warn us day by day of the events that are taking place and the impact these events will have upon our world. We look forward to your Son's soon return, and we ask that you would prepare us for that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, March the 15th, 2018.